this is Perrier. I apologize for being late. I got on a phone call. Totally lost track of time.
I'm Perrier. This is a listener, and what a background noise. I think somebody knows
I don't know what that noise is. I am late, and somebody may have been playing music. And
They need to mute their line. Maybe you can mute from yours.
I'm Perrier. This is a listener, and
I'm going to put it on lecture mode. Okay. I think somebody in the background had the radio on. So if you will press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line. Just press star 2 on your phone, and I can open your line. All right. Yes, this is Perry. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I just thought I should press star 2 to cut out the background noise, but I just came on, so
okay.
I don't have a question.
Yeah, somebody in the background had their music going while they were listening, or they may have been recording it off in the other room. So now then we can hear it. And I apologize for being late. I was on another call and totally lost track of time. So my bad. How can I help you?
Me personally?
Yes.
Oh, well, I just thought I was joining the conference call. And I would see what you were going to be talking about. I did send you my name's Koya. I did send you a question yesterday, I think, about Lyme disease and clay and fluid-filled cysts in the reproductive organs.
And what was that? What the fluid? What?
Yeah, did you get, well, I guess I'm wondering if you got that email from me, and I didn't know if you...
I didn't get it, but if you will tell me your question again, I can answer it now.
Sure. Well, I've been dealing with some Lyme disease and co-infections, actually, for the last 25 years. I've used a number of therapies to work with that, and also what's going on now are secondary infections, you might say. I have a lot of fungus and yeast issues, and with MRI and ultrasound, they discovered a pretty large cyst in my left fallopian tube, and there's also one on the right ovary. Because I'm postmenopausal, some of the doctors I've seen are saying we need to do a complete hysterectomy, but I don't want to do that. I'm more naturally oriented, a licensed massage therapist,
right,
and healer by trade. So, but what's
coming
up? I'm going
to give you two things to try for that, and then I'll go back and address the Lyme disease. I'd like you to put a poultice over your stomach area.
Yeah.
If you'll look and kind of see where your fallopian tubes are on a... Go online and, you know, look for an anatomy chart.
Sure.
So you'll know where to put a poultice on and sleep with a poultice on at night. You can also use a feminine hygiene douche and add 2 to 3 ounces of liquid clay to the douche mix.
Okay.
It comes in a little, like a 6 or 8 ounce bottle. If it's
can
8 ounces.
Can I make it myself?
Yeah, you can just mix some clay and water, and I would do about a, like, to 2 cups of water, put in 3 to 4 out, about a fourth of a cup of clay. To 2 cups of water, a fourth of a cup of the liquid clay. I'm talking about the pre-mixed liquid.
Okay.
And use that for a douche. If you want to increase the amount of clay, you can.
Yeah.
And I think that and drinking the clay will help dissolve those. Have you been drinking the clay?
No, not with any, you know, regular
okay.
use.
Start with 2 ounces twice a day, and if you can, build up to 3 ounces 3 times a day. We had a gentleman taking 3 ounces 3 times a day, and it dissolved his kidney stones. he started peeing sand and he caught some of it. He showed it to a lady and she said, she was a doctor, and she said, "You're passing kidney stones. That's a dissolved kidney stone. So
okay.
Maybe it can dissolve these cysts too. I know it does topically if you can put clay on it. So try both of those. Now, for your Lyme's disease, Lyme attacks your immune system. When your immune system is out of balance, we become susceptible to everything else. And this is where drinking that clay, again, I want to see you on an aggressive amount, 3 to 4 ounces even, 3 times a day. I'd like to see you get up to 4 ounces 3 times a day to help clean out your colon. But it also energizes the body, and you need to be aggressive with things like limes and candida because you've got fungus and yeast and all this stuff. So doing that and taking some clay baths, because a lot of this stuff gets stored in your body, and clay doesn't go into the bloodstream. It works on the inside, and it works as a catalyst to create things the body needs that the clay doesn't even contain. It's co-creator with the body. It's not like a drug at all. So I think some clay baths would be beneficial, and just really get aggressive with it and get your immune system back in balance.
How often on the poultices should I, you say, sleep with them on there, so I have to wrap them on me, right?
Yeah, you can get Glad Press and Seal. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's right with the saran wrap, and it's sticky on one side, so you can cut a square, and it will lightly stick to your skin, but it's not as harsh as an adhesive, and it's easy to peel off. And then when I peel a Band-Aid off, I peel half my skin off, and I kind of allergic to the adhesive. Well, this Glad Press and Seal just lightly seals, and the dry edges, put the clay in the middle, and then put the press and seal with the sticky side to your body over it, and press the dry edges around it, and it will hold it in place. And you can even use it during the day if you like.
Okay, so every night, or?
I would start doing it every other day.
Yeah.
And then see how you do it. If you want to increase it to every day, I don't see any problem with that.
Okay, because part of the problem, the big problem for me, is a genetic predisposition to have detox challenges. You know, there's a chromosomal snip, but when that gets snipped, the body isn't communicating with the parts that are telling it to detox. So the liver and the kidney and even the lungs aren't doing what they used to, so there's backup. And that's just what has happened for me over and over, is I'll start to try to eliminate things, but they get backed up.
You can put a poultice on your liver. At first, I want you to do it for an hour, but you don't want to do it on two organs at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to do your kidney and your liver at the same time, or your lower colon and your liver at the same time. So, you know, wait a few hours between doing them. But we had a guy that had cirrhosis of the liver. He went to the doctor, and they told him he had 5% of his liver left, and they couldn't do anything to go home, and he had maybe 6 months to live to get his affairs in order. And the lady in Canada that had such huge success with her colon problem, she started drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day. That's 24 ounces a day. And she got him drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day, and putting a poultice on his liver at night and taking clay baths. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back 30%. His jaundice went away. He also had hepatitis. Within a year, he's back at work. He's feeling great. And his hepatitis has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So I never underestimate the power of clay.
Yeah. Okay, so start with the liver and do that, alternate that with the abdomen, or?
Yeah, you can do the abdomen at night and do the liver start it with an hour at a time, because if it's stopped up, you want to gradually, you don't want to shock it.
Yeah.
If you start feeling real tired, just back off and don't do it quite as often or as long, and help get that unstopped and activated again.
Yeah, okay. Well, so in the liver, the kind of clay to use is what for all these? You said there's liquid.
I recommend the living clay. You want to drink the liquid, and then you want to make some of the mass. You can make it or buy it. And it'll go, they have a 16-ounce jar of the mass that'll go a long way. Or you can, they'll send you the directions and you can mix it yourself, huh?
Are you saying mask?
Yes. It's called Cleansing Clay Mask if you order it from the company.
Okay.
And it's a very creamy, it's like sour cream. They're really professionals when they mix the liquid and the cream and it comes out so smooth, and when we mix it, you don't want to stir clay, you want to shake it. And when you get your water and clay right, shake it real hard to break up all the lumps. Because it's kind of like flour, it gets wet on the outside and stays dry in the middle, and then it's hard for it to hydrate. So if you shake it, you break it apart.
Can you use a blender?
Yes. You want to do a rather large amount if you're putting it in a blender. And find a container small enough to hold that amount. You don't want a lot of air space. The air space is what dries the clay out. But you can use a Tupperware container. Say if you use a cup of clay, I would put 2 cups of water in my blender, put a cup of clay, and then put a third cup of water. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. And blend it. And leave it on until it's smooth. And then pour it up right away and put it into a container. If it's an over-large container with a lot of air pockets in it, it's going to dry up. So try to get a container of the right size to hold that amount. And then be sure and wash your blender blades off right away. Don't leave the clay in prolonged contact with the metal.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you said 2 cups of water, 1 cup of clay, and then another cup of water?
Yeah, it's a 1-to-3 ratio, but I don't like to put the clay on the bottom of the blade, so I put the water in first and then the clay and then top it off with the rest of the water.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
All right. Let
Thank
me know
you.
If you have any questions.
Yes, I will. I guess I could email you.
Yes. You can email me. I think my phone number and everything is in the newsletter, and it's on the articles, the notices you get about the teleseminar.
Oh, all right. I'll look at that then, because I'm new to all of this. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question they'd like to ask right now? I'm going to go over to our Q&A page. I'm sure we have a lot of questions in queue. Susan from Lompoc. I bought the clay powder to use in the bath and mixed with water to drink. Will the liquid part not so good, too grainy, anything I can do to make it better? Okay, are you mixing it to a 1-to-8 ratio? When you mix the liquid, you shake it real good and you let it settle. You let it sit like I do it in a 32-ounce container. So for a 32-ounce container, that's 4 cups. I put in 2 cups of clay. I put in two cups of water, a half a cup of clay, shake it real, real good, get all the lumps out, add the remaining 2 cups, shake it again. You want to get all the lumps out, and then let it stand, and the heavier, grittier particles will go to the bottom, and just drink off the top. And when you get to the grainy, grittier particles at the bottom, they kind of solidify to the bottom of the jar. Add some water to it and shake it loose and give it to your plants. Feed it to your plants, particularly your house plants in the wintertime, and they'll get green and healthy. It's fertilizer to your plants. So I think you'll like it that way a lot better. Just drink off the top. some people like to drink the gritty part. I don't. I drink off the top. So that will help you tremendously. Thank you for that. I'm sure other people had the same question. Here's a question from Tommy in San Diego. Hi, Perry. I'm learning so much from listening to your Arcanize. Can bentonite clay heal acute bronchitis? I've been suffering with acute bronchitis, relentless daytime dry cough, sensitivities to odor and bronchial infection. Following each and every cold infection that lasts anywhere from 3 to 9 months, the only relief I get is sucking peppermint, which seems to soothe my irritated throat and air passage so I can breathe without coughing. Years of trying various prescription medications, inhalers, and even nebulizers with Onyx Silver have not worked. If the clay can help, how would I apply it? Well, first of all, Tommy, I want you to start drinking the clay. Gradually, it helps you with allergies. It may take 6 to 8 months to start seeing some improvement. I'm very allergic to dogs and cats, and if I get around them, I will get asthma and bronchitis, and the drainage starts and then the bronchitis, so it's more the drainage. And when I take a antihistamine to dry up the drainage, then all that mucus collects in my bronchial tube. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So I want you to start drinking clay, at least 2 ounces twice a day, and you can increase that if you like. Then I'd put, when you start coughing, get some of the clay mask. You might want to order some of the muscle rub. It's got tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and jojoba oil in it, and it's like a mild icy hot. And just put a thin coat right down your chest on that bronchial area and let it dry. I know when I first moved, when you're packing a lot of boxes there and unpacking, there's a lot of dust and stuff. And our first night in the new house, I couldn't find my cough drops, and I started having that dry, tickly cough and couldn't stop coughing. So I got up and I got some clay and I put it under my jaw on those glands on the side of your throat and then rubbed it right down my neck and my chest, a thin coat, and kind of fanned it to let it dry and went back to sleep and didn't cough again. I don't know if that'll work for you, but it's sure worth a try. Now, I did it using the pure clay, and it worked. I think the tea tree oil and peppermint oil, the muscle rub, would even be more effective for what you're dealing with. You need to find out what is causing the drainage that's leading to the bronchitis. You've got some kind of allergies, like you said, sensitivities there going on that really need to be addressed to help stop this. So try that, see how you do, and if you need to ask any more questions, please let me know. And thank you for that. I don't get that very often. I forget to tell people about it. Koya and Prescott, I'm dealing with long-term Lyme disease and co-infections. Okay, this may be, I have a fluid cyst in my female organs. Doctors wanted to do a hysterectomy. Okay, this is the young lady I talked with at the beginning, and this is her question here, and we've already answered that. So I'm going to go to Maria. Hi, Perry. Happy New Year, and thank you for your teleseminars and help. An update. I'm still drinking the clay 2 to 3 times a day. I purchased 3-month parasite-free by Marcus somebody or another. It's high-quality herbal blend to get rid of parasites. I will continue the clay daily during the 3 months. We'll be on the strict diet, plenty of tea and water. Later, we'll let you know how it's going. I have almost no stress right now, as living condition is very good now. I'm getting enough rest and having better days. I have so much bowel music and mucus and digestive problems, different colors. Sometimes see a parasite or two. During the parasite cleanse, I have to wear slippers since there's a dog here. The directions on the bottle say pet owners must wear slippers. Do you think after the cleanse I should continue wearing slippers? Good day and love the clay. Thank you, Maria. I have no idea why they suggested that you, if you have a dog, you wear slippers. What happens during parasite cleanse with this and the clay, you ought to be able to get rid of them, is with clay, it only gets the adult parasite out. They go to the clay and they're carried out of the body. They let go of the host wall. But they leave eggs behind, and the eggs are not they're not attracted to the clay until they reach the larva stage. So if the legs are left behind and there's some that get caught in the crevices and they're hatching out at different times, it kind of seems like you're not getting rid of them all. So with both of these you're doing, you should be able to get rid of them. Again, you'd have to call the company and ask why they suggest wearing slippers if there's a dog. I don't know if dogs are supposed to have parasites that get on the floor off of them and you walk into them. I have no idea what their thinking is behind that. So call the manufacturer that gave you those directions and ask them, okay? Glad you seem to be doing better and got out of the stressful environment. Marie in Toronto. With drinking liquid clay, can I get the same results as if I had done a colonics and so avoiding high cost of colonics? If not, then would clay be at least 50% effective on a colon cleanse? Clay can be very effective on a colon cleanse. And I have a lot of people who give colonics companies who use the clay to give to their customers to start taking it before they come in for the colonics because it makes the removal so much easier. The clay starts pulling it out and loosening it up, and then if you have a colonic following that, it expands and opens those crevices to get it all out real good. But the clay, yes, is at least 50%, if not more, effective on a colon cleanse. It's a very good colon cleanse. It's not harsh. It doesn't send you with diarrhea to the bathroom. You know, I think maybe if you would start on the clay and get up to like 3 ounces three times a day, you'll get a good cleanse going. You can even go up to 4 times a day. We had this lady that had a horrible colon. The doctor said she had the colon of a 70-year-old and they might have to remove most of it. She started drinking the cup of clay 3 times a day for 4 months, and when they finally had to go in and remove an obstruction in her colon, they were all around her when she woke up. They didn't have to remove all of her colon, just 10 inches. And they wanted to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. So when you take more clay with something like going on in your gut, it really, really helps. Now, her maintenance dose is 4 ounces 3 times a day. And when she had all her problems, she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. So let that be a guide for you. Sandra and Brandon, I have 2 questions today. I wake up in the middle of the night. Is it okay to take my 2 ounce dose of clay at that time? I do have an empty stomach then. The second question is, when taking a detox clay bath, is it okay to add some other things to the water in addition to the 1 to 2 cups of the clay powder, like bath salts and essential oils? And is 20 minutes the ideal bath soak time? These are very good questions. Let me start with the first, waking up in the middle of the night. Yes, you can take your dose in the middle of the night. Now, the reason we say leave it on an empty stomach is when you're doing a cleanse. And if you do that for about a month, then you can take it any time. So it's just taking it away from medicines. But you can take it in the middle of the night. That's quite all right. Then the second question is taking the detox bath. Is it okay to mix other things with it? If you mix salts with it, it keeps the clay from emulsifying. When I've mixed clay and salt together and shook them up to dry it out for a clay bath, I simply had the water, the clay separated. It didn't stay emulsified, and I had water at the top and all the clay settled to the bottom. So I don't think it's going to be as effective. with oil, clay has a tendency to soak up oils. Now, oils soak in, clay pulls out. So you're doing contradictory things, doing them at the same time. The oils are designed to work into the body, and the clay is pulling out. We put some clay over motor oil once to see what it would do. We were trying to get them to use it for the BP oil spill. And we poured, it took quite a bit of the powdered clay over the oil, but it scarfed up the oil, and then it sunk to the bottom, and the oily water was gone on top. And I reached in, I wanted to know if I mash it, will the oil come back up? And it didn't, it stayed in the clay. So I would say no, just let your clay bath do its own work, okay? It's very capable. The surface area of a cup of clay, I think 15 football fields is where the, if you layered all the little, clay is like a stack of minuscule business cards, and if you took them all and lay them side by side, the surface area with these negative charges on it in a cup of clay would cover 15 football fields. So it's very capable of pulling out toxins and things. 20 minutes is ideal if you're doing a very hot bath. If you get a really hot bath and you stay in too long, you may get woozy when you get out. Or if you stay beyond that, that may be all right. You can stay 30 minutes if you want. The heat opens the pores, and it's kind of like sweating and detoxing when you're detoxing, and it takes your electrolytes out. So take some water or an electrolyte drink if you're going to take a really hot bath. And the purpose of the heat is to open the pores of your skin, and you just detox faster and better. But I think if you were in a hot tub and it maintained the heat, it would be dangerous. Someone came up with that theory at the very beginning, because a few people, the first time they had a bath, they had it real hot, and they stayed in for 15 to 20 minutes, and they were kind of weak and woozy when they got out. So that's what it's from. It's from kind of dehydrating. So drink some water or some electrolytes with you while you're in there, and you can stay as long as you like. Sender in Asheville. Hi, Perry. A friend of mine is letting me borrow some powdered living clay until I can order some more. And my question is that she has kept it in the refrigerator for several months in a plastic 1-pound Cool Whip container. I'm just wondering if you think that it's still as effective in this type of container kept in a fridge for several months as it would be if it was in its original container. Well, the only thing that might have happened is if when you mix the clay, you notice a little perfumey odor to it or something, because clay is designed to draw odors to it. It absorbs. It's very absorbent. And you can leave a little dish of powdered clay in your refrigerator and clean the odors out of your refrigerator. My daughter mixed some living liquid clay, and she put it in her refrigerator. And then she called me, and she said, Mother, my clay has started tasting like perfume. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I said, where do you have it? And she said, in my refrigerator. And I said, well, it just deodorized everything in your refrigerator. So what you're tasting is the odors from the food in your refrigerator. So in the powder form, it should be all right. When you mix it, if it has a little odor, that's all it is. It's just the odor. So I wouldn't leave it in the refrigerator. I would leave it on the shelf in the original container, in a good food-grade plastic container. And you should have no problem with it. It's 43 million years old. If it's stored correctly, it'll be here longer than you are and still be good. Good question, though. Thank you for these. Betty in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. How well does clay help with lymphatic drainage? I have a knot under my right arm and on my chest. Thanks. Betty, what I would do in addition to drinking the clay is put a poultice over those knots and under your arm, and I think you will find relief right away from those tests. Just keep it on there until those knots dissolve. We've come out with a new product that's very, very popular. It's our Living Clay Detox Deodorant. We have it in a lemongrass sage and lavender. And a few people, when they first start using it, have said that they have noticed a body odor, BO, really strong BO, and they've had body odor before. Well, the clay is detoxing them, and what I told them to do is go home, put the clay mask under their arm, put some saran wrap on it, sleep with it on at night, do that for a couple of days. And after they did that, they haven't had a single problem since then. But it was really showing you there was something stopped up and kind of stinky in your armpits. So go ahead and do that in both of those places, and I think you will see a great good results there. But like I say, I like everybody to drink the clay too, because it works on the whole body and balancing that, I can't think of the word. Anyway, balancing our immune system. There. My husband has a lot of skin tags, cherry, angiomas, and seborrheic ketosis all over his body. Can clay help with these? Some of them they help with more than the others. I would put them on there. It takes a pretty good while to dry up a skin tag. If they're tiny, I have done it myself and dried them up. I've been working on some moles on the side of my face that got quite large, and I'm shrinking them, and it's taking daily. I've been doing, at night, I put the clay mask thickly over those moles, and what I've noticed is they kind of break apart, and all of a sudden I'd see two little small moles underneath the big one that just seems to be drifting down my face. Then they get smaller and go away. So it's been very, very gradual. I've been doing it for over a year. One of them is beginning to get hard and dry. And so, you know, it's worth a try. Some of them, it depends on which kind, will fall off immediately. Others are going to take longer times, but it certainly won't hurt to try it. And thank you. Renee in Minneapolis. Boy, I think of y'all and up there in these northern parts, and I know what's going on in the weather today, so I just feel for you in that cold. I hope you're able to stay in and have a stock of food and be comfortable and not have to get out in the bad weather. I started the clay a couple of weeks ago, and I'm having pain in my back. Areas I have dealt with before with tightness and such. Could I be releasing stuff from these areas and dealing with some nausea? Yes, it could be detoxing. It could also be, depending on where it is on your back, it could be like the guy that had the kidney stones. When he started using the clay, he noticed he had a discomfort in his back. It wasn't a severe pain like he had when he had kidney stones before, but it was definitely pain. And the next morning is when he noticed he was peeing the sand. So you could have the beginning stages of kidney stones that are, because they will cause severe back achy problems, the kidney stones or gallstones. Another thing can, if you just have tightness in your back, if you will put a clay poultice down your spine and cut a strip of Glad Press and Seal, cut the corners off where you have a long diagonal strip, press the sticky side over the clay and the dry edges to your skin, and you can sleep with it on all night. You can even wear it during the day. I had a pinched sciatic nerve, and the first time I had one, I went to doctors and took therapy for 6 months, and I swore every time I went they made it worse. The stretching just made it worse. But I, since then, have used the clay poultice over my spine, and I can get rid of it in about 4 days. That taking a clay bath would be good for you anytime you have tightness like that, because it opens up the energy and the flow and lets the circulation go more easily in your body. I don't know what's going on with you having some nausea. That might be a slight detox reaction since you've just started the clay. Generally, a detox reaction only lasts the first week. It may be 3 days, 4 days, something like that. At the very most, a week. So I doubt that. Maybe change when you're taking it. If you've been taking on an empty stomach, take it before you eat. You know, after I've done a cleanse, I like to take it before my meals because I'm catching any toxins that might be in my foods that, and I eat a lot of fish. And, of course, I know the Gulf fish could have this stuff from the BP oil spill, or lots of fish have mercury in them. So trying that might help, too. Well, I lost my Q&A page. It just went away. Come on. Okay. Betty in Broken Bow says, can parasites come out of your nose? Ever since I started drinking clay and doing baths, I have a lot of mucus come out of my nose every now and then, and it looks like there may be tiny long parasites in the mucus. I've never heard of that. Totally never heard of that. You know, I try to get some of that and take it somewhere to look under a microscope and see what's going on. But if it is, I definitely want it coming out. You might try a poultice over your sinus areas. Just put some of the clay mask over there and let it dry. You have two areas of your sinuses. Two of them are above your eyebrows, on either side of your nose there, your forehead, and the other two on either side of your nose. So put a generous application of clay on both those areas and let it dry and see if that'll help clean out those sinuses. Sounds like you have something going on in your sinuses. And if it is getting parasites out your nose or out anywhere, I'd say keep it up. My friend Carol, can you repeat the name of the paper to apply to the poultice? It's made by GLAD, G-L-A-D, and it's called Press, and then it has apostrophe, a little N, and then Seal, S-E-A-L, Press and Seal. And it's right there with the Saran wrap and the wax paper and the foil at the grocery store. It's kind of in a yellow box. It's made by GLAD. Thank you. Melissa Stimson in Martindale. Is this Martindale, Texas? So you're around the corner if it is. Will clay help with sciatica? If so, how can I use it? Well, I just talked about that. Yes, ma'am. It did me. One day I went out and rode in a golf cart with some ladies and went through a cow pasture that was real bumpy, and she just drove 90 miles an hour. And I was putting all my weight on my leg that I had problems with from a broken ankle long ago just to keep from being ejected from the golf cart. By the time I got home that night, I had twisted my back so badly. I had a pinched sciatica, and I could not walk. I literally had to hop to the door. I couldn't put any weight on my foot. I went in. I drew a hot clay bath. I got in it and soaked. I got out. I put a poultice on my spine. I found some old pain pills, and they were like for 6 hours, and I took one and went to bed. The next morning, I woke up thinking I couldn't get out of bed because if you've got a pinched sciatica, it will grab you when you try to roll over and get up. I got up, and I took a step, and I thought, where did the pain go? That pill cannot still be working. It's been long over 6 hours, and it was probably so old it didn't have much power to it anyway. So the only time I felt pain is when I put all my weight on that bad leg. So while I still had that little bit of pain going, I kept a poultice on my spine day and night, putting the clay right down, and I started at the middle of my back. Generally, the upper middle of your back is where it starts for a sciatica down to my tailbone and put that strip of Glad Press and Seal over it. Sometimes I put the clay on the Press and Seal, and then I'm able to get it around behind me and get it on. Now, the clay is kind of cold in the winter time, so you may want to put the clay in a Ziploc bag and warm it in a bowl of water, warm water first before you do it. It warms up pretty quickly. And what clay does is pull any inflammation and swelling out, and it allows the vertebrae to get back in alignment where they're not pressing on that sciatica. So I did it for 4 days, and it was completely healed. So I went from hopping to four clay baths and poultices day and night for 4 days and was completely over. And I wish you the same success. Okay, Cairo again. Can I use clay for colonic as drinking it solution amount? Thanks. Yes, I would. And I know you're drinking clay anyway, so I would get up to drinking 4 ounces 3 times a day and really clean that colon. If you want to, you can get up to as much as 8 ounces and do that for a couple of weeks and really get a good cleanse going, okay? Chris on Long Island, I'm having an ulcer on the bottom of my big toe due to poor circulation. I'm putting clay on it now and mixed with some oregano oil. I wrap it all day. Is that too long? Well, I would take it off and change it maybe twice a day. And, you know, sometimes just put the clay on and prop it up. If you want to leave the oregano oil on there too, and just prop it up and let it dry and then wash it off. It really pulls when you let it dry. And I would do it one time without the oregano oil. Now, as far as the clay, it won't hurt you to keep putting it on as a poultice. I don't know about the oregano oil, if that will have any counter effect. Again, oregano oil is designed to go in and clay is designed to pull out. So I'd rather see you using them separate instead of mixed together. Okay? You know, put your, put your oregano oil on one night, and the next day morning use clay, or vice versa, and switch it around and see how that works. I would put it on more, the clay on more than just your big toe. I would put it starting on the calf of your leg down all the way over your foot, and prop up and let it dry, kind of a medium thin coat, and let it dry. And when it dries real good, you'll feel it pulling and tightening and getting warm, because, you know, the circulation begins above. And if you're sitting and having your feet down all the time, it's our circulation, it gets less active. And so let's start up about your knee, from your knee down over your foot and your toe with the clay. Clay mask. I think you'll have better effects with that. Thank you. And another one from Maria. Maria, this seminar really makes me want to go drink some clay right now. If you answer my question, I missed it. I forgot to come to the seminar. Will it be put up to re-listen to today? Haven't had any clay yet. Oops. But now I'm thirsty for it. Oh, I did my whole question post. I copied it and pasted it, so I hope it was complete. Thank you. Well, I got it, and we answered it, and I've lost the question, and I can't answer it again, but yes, they will post. Cheryl will send out the recap of the seminar and show you the link where it's archived, where you can listen to it later. Sorry you didn't get that on the show. We have quite a few people listening in today. I have someone here that would like to get on the phone, Spence. Okay, your line is open. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Perrier?
Yes, uh-huh.
Good, good. I would like to ask you questions about clay and radiation. My husband is over in Japan, was there with the big earthquake and the problems from Fukushima. And so I have had him drinking clay, but he's been inconsistent about it. So will you please address what clay can do for people who are worried about exposure to radiation?
Yes. Well, by now most of the radiation has been absorbed into his body, so I would like to see him taking the clay bath. Or he can stand in the bathroom and rub himself down with clay, leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes and get in the shower and wash it off. It gets stored in the body, and then over the time it builds up. Definitely would like to see him drinking the clay. Clay pulls radiation. It's a known fact. With Chernobyl, the Russian soldiers made chocolate candy with clay in it to give to the children that had been exposed to it. And they used it to dump in the nuclear reactor. We actually tried to send some clay over there. I went through a well-known surgeon in Japan who turned our request into the power plant health department, whatever, in Japan that was working with the nuclear reactor, and they never replied to our offer of a donation of clay. So you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I would definitely get him drinking the clay three times a day if he could, two times if he can't. I would put him on 2 to 3 ounces at least for a month, and then he can drop down to 1 ounce. He can put it in a smoothie if he likes, or a milkshake, something like that. I'll put my grandsons in the apple juice. Put it in a little tomato juice and have you a little clay Bloody Mary.
He'll drink it. That's not a problem for him. I just wasn't sure how much we needed to address it, you know, how much it would take.
Man, if I were over there, I would have come home and immediately started taking clay baths and drinking the clay.
Which we didn't do, you know, at first.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, clay will get stored stuff like that out. I know we have a lot of people that take radiation treatments, and after it's done its thing, they can use the clay to pull the excess radiation out. Well, if I go to a dentist, I take my clay, and if they x-ray, well, I just, you know, I'm not going to stop and see anybody on the way home, so I just take some clay, go in the bathroom, and rub it on my face. I don't care if anybody sees me or not. I'm not that vain. And so,
what do you think about a poultice across his thyroid gland?
What do I think about what?
Packing clay across his thyroid area?
Absolutely, yeah. Do a poultice across that thyroid gland, yeah. And is he taking the proper kind of iodine?
He's been taking some kelp supplements. And so, you know, but that's kind of basically what's happened until just recently when I said you've got to drink this clay. You know, and he hasn't resisted.
How old is he?
He is 63.
Okay, yeah. Well, it would do him good to drink it anyway.
Yeah, it will be, and I think that's his
He'll have
shot.
More energy, he'll have less achy joints, and he'll just have a stronger immune system.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well
good luck with that.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for your help.
And, you know, you may have to just camouflage it in some food, cook with a little of it, and it helps thickening gravy to put a little clay in it. I put some in when I'm doing a roast beef. Sprinkle a little clay in there, and some cream cheese dips. You can mix a little dry clay in there, or some of the hydrated clay, and mix it in. And they don't notice it. So.
Well, he didn't care. He'll do it. You know, he just. I'm not there to. I'm actually moving over myself, and so the question is as good for me as it is for him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we'll just be real diligent and probably need to order a ton to take with me. So, do you deliver to them? Do you know?
They're having a special on living clay. I don't know if it's the first 15 days or all month, where you get 25% off the 2-gallon size. So you save $50.
Excellent. I guess I'll get that ordered. So do you ship to Japan? Do you know?
We ship all over the world. In fact, someone just ordered 3 of those 2 gallons to be shipped to Japan.
Excellent. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Okay,
yes.
Well, that takes care of the radiation question.
All right. Well, good luck, and thank you.
You bet. All right.
All right. Okay. Are there anybody else would like to ask a question? Well, our time, we've gone over time since I was late. Again, I apologize for being late. And I do want to thank, I've had so many of you, I ask your prayers for my grandson who knocked his 2 front teeth loose. We're still waiting. He goes back again this month to the dentist. It's kind of a wait-and-see game to see if his teeth are going to reattach and get circulation. So they told us to look for discoloration of the teeth, pain and swelling, and he hasn't had any of that. I thank everyone for their prayers. It's, you know, he's so young and he had beautiful teeth, and you just hate to think at 11 years old you're going to have false teeth. So we're still praying and hoping that those teeth reattach. I rigged it up where he can get a piece of cotton pad, like a cotton makeup pad that's flat, and cut little narrow strips, dip them in the clay mask, and then dip them in the powder clay, and lift his lip and stick it under his upper lip and put his lip down over it and sleep with it on at night. One tooth was broken all the way in half. So we're hoping that will tighten and mend. And I'm kind of anxious for the next dental appointment. Then I want to go home and give him a clay bath because I know they're going to do more x-rays. So it's been great being with you. For all of you people who've asked about Jack and inquired and sent your prayers, I'm forever grateful. What a great new year. It's cold and chilly. Find a good book. It's a good time to clean out closets and areas that we crammed during Christmas when we didn't have time to put things away. So make the best of this cold weather, and I just appreciate each and every one of you and your interest in clay, and please know that I'm here for you anytime you have a question. This is Perrier signing out. Bye-bye.